winter, I was approached by a professor from McCormick Seminary, which is the Presbyterian Seminary in Hyde Park. She was doing a research project on women in urban ministry and asked if I would participate. When I discovered that I wouldn't have to fill out an online questionnaire with tons of dots, I agreed to it. What she wanted me to do instead was to take a camera with me for a week of my life and take pictures of everything that happened, and then she would develop the pictures and sit down with me, which we did a few months later. I took pictures of everything from what I ate for breakfast on Sunday morning to where I parked downtown when I have to go downtown for a meeting. But when she brought the pictures to me at Starbucks, she said, "The thing that struck me most was that there was a table in nearly every picture you took." I hadn't really noticed, but I looked at the pictures, and indeed, there was a picture of our altar. There was a picture of my table in the office where we gathered for meetings and for reflection group. There was the table that I gather around at Starbucks, and that was the time when we had that table outside the bathrooms and the Hands to Help outreach worker would gather there with clients. And finally, the only time I could get a picture of the family was when we were around the table for dinner. There's a table in nearly every picture. Today we hear the continuing saga of the Israelites and their freedom from Egypt. Last week it was triumphant. They overcame their enemies, they were free into new land, and life was wonderful. This week, the harsh reality hits in. Here they are, wandering nomads in the wilderness, not knowing where their next meal is coming from. And they do what every human being does when life gets hard. They complain. "Oh, it would have been much better had we stayed back in Egypt." And what does God do in response to their anxiety and their stress? God rains down bread from heaven. God feeds them. I have a friend who had her first baby this year. She's not quite 1 year old. And every time I see her, Amy is always telling me stories about Willa and what wonderful, amazing things that she can't believe Willa is now doing. But this week when I saw her, Amy had a different story to tell. That horrible, stressful thing that many parents experience. Willa fell out of her crib. And of course she panicked, didn't at first know what to do, but then she realized the baby needs to calm down, the baby needs to be soothed, and she nursed her, making sure she didn't wake, go to sleep. And then Willa calmed down, and we were able to go to the doctor, and the doctor said, "She's going to be absolutely fine. She's okay." She soothed her by nursing her. It has been a very difficult week at St. John's this week. And on Wednesday, I went with the wardens for a meeting. We went to McNamara's. We ordered drinks and we were trying to decide whether we were going to eat anything. And the waitress brought us a loaf of bread, that wonderful McNamara's bread that's still warm and butter can melt on. And we had our conversation, and I went home and I was telling John about how helpful it was. And then I said to him, "You know, each of us had a glass of wine and we shared a loaf of bread. No accident, I think." I'm reminded today that when things are anxious and stressful, and when we don't know what's happening next, God promises to rain down bread from heaven. God promises to feed us, to nurse us, to be with us. And I'm reminded of something our bishop likes to quote. It's three sentences that sum up the whole of the Christian faith. They're this: we are all sinners. God still loves us. Come to the table.